No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days a week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. What you're going to hear, Husker sports, college football, sports in general. What you're going to get is unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. We got a little bit of breaking news right out the gate. Again, loaded show. It's a loaded show. Just know it's always loaded. Okay, I won't even hold up the notes today. Just know it's loaded. Breaking news right out the gate. Nebraska basketball. Man, we need some good news going into next year. Obviously, we're gonna win the Crown Plaza tournament, finish as the 69th best team in the country, and we'll take that for now. But we need some good news going into next year. Producer Jake has some breaking good news for Nebraska basketball. Take it away, Jake.
Yeah, Nebraska basketball lands Iowa transfer Price Sanford. That's right, coming over from the Hawkeyes.
Take that.
Price Sanford will be joining Nebraska. 6'7", 210-pound junior to be. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. 8.8 points per game last season, shooting 40% from beyond the arc. In case you are getting a little confused, his brother Peyton did also play for Iowa. He was the higher scorer of the two, kind of the more primary player of the two, I suppose, last season. So you're not getting his brother Peyton, but you are getting his brother, or Peyton's brother, Price. And hopefully, Price's numbers actually were somewhat similar in the first 2 years to Peyton. So hopefully, he can kind of turn into that, other than his free throw numbers. So I'll just set that to the side. But in any case, it's a big, big land for Nebraska. And all of a sudden, the Nebraska, we talked about Creighton and Iowa yesterday, mm-hmm. who you would cheer for. All of a sudden, the Nebraska-Creighton game is going to have a lot of Iowa flavor to it. Like I said, Nebraska getting Price Sanford. Creighton has added Josh Dix from Iowa, and they've also added Owen Freeman from Iowa, and those were two of the three leading scorers. Dix, in fact, had a career-high 31 points against Nebraska in that 97-87 overtime win that started a six-game slide for Nebraska basketball. So a few of those Hawkeyes, they just can't get over the Huskers. They got to still go back and go to another one of their primary rivals, but Nebraska's doing what they can in picking apart Iowa's roster as well as they pick up Price Sanford.
Hey, sounds good to me. All right, here. On a beautifully... Do you like rainy days?
I love rainy days.
I actually am weird. Maybe I'm not weird. I am weird, but I like rainy days. I always have, ever since I was a kid. Not too many. But a decent amount is okay. So on a rainy day, all I heard was we just took something from the Iowa basketball team. And this beautiful rainy day just got even a little bit better, in my humble opinion. Now, is he the younger brother or the older brother? Do you know?
He is the younger brother.
So he's got 2 years of eligibility left, is that correct?
The other Sanford is done out of eligibility.
Well, we don't want him. That's not helpful. Yeah. So we got the one that we want. He's got 2 years left to play. Iowa got a little bit worse. We got a little bit better, and that makes for a great day in Lincoln, Nebraska. All right, so there's some rumor and innuendo out there, all this things of that nature. You know, it has been confirmed that Hardly Gilmore has missed one practice. Beyond that, we don't know anything that's been confirmed. So when things are confirmed and we have things on a more firm type nature, we can discuss and or talk about that more. But that's all we know at this point. We're just going to leave it at that. Let the rumor and innuendo run wild elsewhere. We will wait and see how this unfolds, if there's anything to even unfold. All right, my man. We have some head coaches in college football coming out. And people are starting to get more and more vocal. And the more head coaches talk about this, the more you see other head coaches get bolder about the transfer portal and NIL. And not a single person has an issue with players getting paid, by the way. It's the insanity that is the world of college sports right now. All right, so you have that clip from Kirby Smart, is that correct? All right, go ahead. So Mickey Joseph, former Nebraska quarterback, you know, interim head coach, Husker great, had some things to say about how he believes buyouts should be a part of college football. We're going to get to that in hour two, at the top of the hour. But Georgia head coach Kirby Smart is a little bit frustrated with just a few things as well. All right, go ahead and roll that clip there, Jake.
There's stuff going on right now, guys, in college football. I mean, there's people reaching out to have a Zoom call and present all the players they represent that are on teams, including our teams. And they want to invite people to the Zoom so they can watch and see who's going in the portal or shopping, who's in the portal before the portal. Do you want to get on the Zoom and look at all these players? I'm like, well, what if some of them are mine? I mean, it could be one of the most legendary, you know, moments in all of college sports with what's coming up on this ruling and how people are going to try to manipulate a cap when all we're trying to do is make for competitive balance. And it's really unfortunate that I don't know if competitive balance is going to come out of it. You know, like, I don't know if the kids win in this model that we currently have, if they win long-term. Like, long-term, when we have to cut sports and cut other things, are the kids going to be the winners of this? I don't know, college sports been around a long time and given many an opportunity. And by all means, I want these kids to make money. But what's going on right now is not good for anybody. You know, I really believe there still does matter a relationship. And if relationship doesn't matter, then I'm probably not going to have a kid that wants to play hard for Georgia, right? So relationship matters. Work ethic matters. Do you like want to be great? Do you have fire, passion, and energy? I'll pay for that. I'll pay a premium for fire, passion, and energy, because in the market we're in, there's a lack of that. Kids are going to struggle the next 10 years when they look back and somebody says, I'm going to go back, introspect, I'm going to look at this and say, what happened to the kids that went to 2 and 3 and 4 places? I will assure you, we will not be happy with where those kids that jumped for greener grass went to. And I think the portal's a good thing for a lot of kids that are third, fourth, fifth year, but it also gives you a way out that I don't think is good for kids right now.
All right, Jake, when you hear that, because there's a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about, because here are the headlines that led to me actually checking out this clip to begin with. All right, Kirby Smart sharing some slimy practices being put forth by agents right now. He maintains players should be paid, and that's been consistent. But after last night, it's clear he also believes no one is winning with the current setup. Another person said Kirby Smart took on a rare and revealing tone when discussing the state of NIL and the transfer portal ahead of next week's House settlement hearing. And I want to get into the House settlement hearing, what that's going to entail, April 7th, by the way. Okay, just a little bit. But before we do that, one final thought. And here's a Kirby Smart quote. You just heard it, but here it is again. And I quote, "What's going on right now is not good for anybody," end quote. So I want to talk about the main point of what he was talking about, which is it's not good. There's some slimy stuff going on. Here, we're going to have you watch this, and you can kind of try to cherry pick the players. And he's like, well, what if some of them are mine? Well, here's the other deal. Most of them weren't going to be. So there's agents out there literally just shopping human beings around, like football players, just shopping them to the highest bidder, known as college football coaches or college football programs. That's literally what they're doing. Okay. It is a hire for play mercenary business right now. That's what college sports is. All right. So he doesn't like that. All right. So we're going to react to that part. But the other thing that he talked about, because a lot of college athletes right now are like, man, this is going to go away soon. Nobody's had it before. Nobody's going to have it since, at least not this way. Man, I can go in the portal and I can get this money and I can go in the portal again next year and I can get that money. In the short term, no college of athletes have ever been able to make the amount of money the college athletes are making right now. And with no cap, no $20.5 million cap or anything like that, the ceiling's probably as high as it may ever be. I don't know. We'll see what actually comes down the road with this hearing and how everything unfolds over time. In the short term, man, it's glorious. What about when you're done? I can't tell you how many players I've seen when they're done playing in the NFL, they're lost. They're lost in life. They're just lost. I was given this stat years ago. 78% of NFL players within 3 years of retiring. First of all, the average NFL career is 2.7 years, but the average NFL player within 3 years of retiring, 78% of them file for bankruptcy. And within 3 years of retirement, 72% of them are divorced. You take that back to college. I don't have stats. Nobody ever gave me stats for college. But I've seen it happen to college guys. Not as much, honestly, because they have to go out and face the real world a little bit sooner. And a lot of them know, hey, I'm not going to play in the NFL. I got to be ready. Not all of them, but there's guys who are legit lost after college football. How much worse in the long term will the modern athlete be given what they're being taught in college right now, which is, I don't like it here, I'm out. I can go there and get more money. I'm a hire for mercenary paid gun, so to speak, when it comes to college sports right now. That's not how life works. So in the short term, it's phenomenal. Long term, what are your thoughts on this, Jake?
I mean, I don't know. To a degree, that is how life works. I mean, you can work at one place and try to shop yourself out and work from place to place. And we've seen in generations, you know, kind of previous generations, it was kind of get a job, stay there for retirement, build it up. And now the modern generation kind of moves around and looks for higher paying jobs or better opportunities. So it's kind of interesting to dissect it all. I don't know. Like, it's easy to say, and I know a lot of people kind of go back to like, well, what would you do if you're 18 or 22 or whatever and had all this money? And it's like, well, I'd like to know, you know, it might be better to know than to not know. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, obviously, what we always say with this is hopefully they're being taught the right things. Hopefully there are guardians in place. And if there aren't, then hopefully the schools at least are in place to kind of help these people. And hopefully, you know, they're kind of getting an early look at what agents are and if they go to the next level, what that will be like. So, you know, I don't know if it's going to be too much of a problem for the current athletes, right? The problem to me still is within the way that it's not structured well. And that's what they're attempting to do is structure it much better. But even when you do have in-house payments, then I think from there you're still going to have NIL opportunities. So, it's still the new world. There's still going to be, money out there. But the problem that I have with this is not more about kids and worrying about what life lessons they're learning here necessarily, because again, I think it could be applied to the jobs that they're going to get after the NCAA and after their sports are done. But I think it's more so that the problem is you have free agency opening up in the middle of the Final Four, right? So it's not structured like it should be. And so that makes it feel a little bit dirtier, a little bit like just, you know, it doesn't feel in its right place because it's not in its right place. So I just think we need more structure to it. But
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Again, the opportunities that happen, I mean, the opportunities that are being placed for young people, and I know, again, we're not arguing against young people being paid, but this is life-changing stuff, not just for a football player. I mean, scholarships are going up across the board for many of these sports. So it can be seen as a really great movement for a lot of opportunity for these kids. But again, individually, you can break it down. One opportunity for one, like we're seeing with the walk-ons, one opportunity for this kid or a better opportunity here and there can take away from others. So it's never going to be fair to everybody.
So a couple of things. So to a degree, that is what happens in the world, but not to this degree, not even close. It's not even reasonably close. Because the first thing when you said that, the first thing I thought of, all right, Jake, who else are you talking to? Who else are you getting bids from? And you don't, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but that was my first thought. Like, how many times has the typical person been able to say, hey, I can get offers from 2, 1, 8, 12 different businesses at the same time? It happens, not very often. That is not the majority. So for me, my question for you, because you've been here a long time. I know there was a brief break in the middle, but you've been here a long time. So the question would be, how many times, you don't have to directly answer this, but how many times have you had a bidding war in your direction? Because how realistic was that for you if we're going to equate it to what these athletes are going through?
I'm not a great example of this.
You're a regular everyday guy who is successful at what you do. Okay, there's just like me. There's people more successful, less successful, but I think you're a great example because you're a guy who's good at what he does, done it for a long time. Okay, I think you're actually perfect because most people aren't going to be put in the position that these college athletes are put in, where they've got 50. I don't know how many ever offers coming at them. So that's why I actually asked you, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You don't have to get specifics. But when you say, hey, this actually isn't that abnormal, it's actually fairly normal, I'm just looking, I guess, for your experience as to what makes it a little bit more normal from your perspective.
Well, again, it's not my personal experience. I'm kind of the outlier in that I've stayed here a long time. But again, in the radio industry, Lincoln often, unless you're Husker football crazed and that's what you want, you know, you specifically want to follow the Huskers and cover the Huskers or have found a way to really capitalize off it, Lincoln's not usually the end goal. So we've had plenty of people that roll through, co-hosts that I've worked through here that are looking for bigger markets. You know, Denver, Kansas City, Omaha, we've seen people move on and that. So, but again, it's not just radio either. It's just this kind of generation. I mean, I think that you probably would agree that you've seen, you know, kind of from, and we're a couple years apart, but the parents' generation, again, of kind of finding a company, being a company man for years and years, pension, all that sort of stuff, to modern day LinkedIn, you know, just constantly, I'm out there if there is somebody that's intrigued. Now, again, not everybody's going to get an offer there. And the other thing is, it's a comparison, but like you said, it's not a direct comparison because the amount of money that we're talking about and just in general, the work, you always have to, like, separate work in athletics to a degree too, because there are people that say, well, especially with this, like, okay, people are getting paid. Well, I made it through college on ramen noodles. Well, you weren't special. But, you know, and I don't mean that, you might be special in different ways, but you weren't athletically special to the point that you got a scholarship, that you're bringing in money if you're playing on the football or basketball team. So there has to be a separation there too, but it's not perfect. But again, like a Coleman Hawkins who transferred from Illinois to Kansas State, and he reportedly got a $2 million NIL deal to do that. And he got a lot of criticism because he didn't live up to the bill. And I never understood why he was one of the top paid transfer portals to begin with. Nothing against his skill set. He just wasn't, to me, that level of guy. But there was kind of this debate I saw online, which was right away. It's like, okay, well, why is he so upset he got $2 million? And there are people, well, $2 million won't do this, won't do that. You know, you still got to work the rest of your life and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, well, yeah, but a lot of people can retire off of $2 million. So there are opportunities like that. And again, that's at the high end where it's like, maybe it won't teach you a life lesson, but you're certainly in a pretty good spot. And that's where a lot of these kids too are going to be. Like you said, the concern translates over to what we see in professional sports. And it's always never spend the amount of money. You don't act like you're going to make that money 4 or 5 years from now. You gotta like project outward and think. But I mean, if these guys, and again, it's kind of a bad day for an example because the markets are red all over. I mean, it's pretty rough these last couple of days, last couple of weeks, whatever it might be. But if they're taught correctly, and you know, you can put it in not necessarily even retirement, but even a S&P 500, pick a successful ETF that's been decades long, you know, then you can make money. And if it's $2 million, you can make a good, pretty good living off of just that. So, again, it's just, there needs to be a lot of, as usual with the, like you said, NFL, NBA, a lot of these stories don't turn out well, but that's because of how people handle their money, not necessarily the environment in which they get it.
That's my point. So to go to your point about, yes, guys get opportunities, they go to bigger markets. These athletes are being treated like the transfer portal and options coming their way are the norm. So that's what they're learning. Now, not everybody goes to the transfer portal, finds a home. So some of them learn a hard lesson, okay? And they're in a very rough spot at that point. But a good portion of them right now are being taught, I don't like it, I'm out. And I can go in the portal, and I can go the highest bidder. These aren't even the top echelon college athletes. Like, I believe what you're referring to is the guys who are really, really good in radio. Like, the typical average guy, whoever that may or may not be, or gal, can't just go out in the market and have a bunch of bids thrown their way. Like, probably an average to above average college football player right now can, due to the madness, okay? Now, if you're not good, this does not apply to you. If you're in radio and you're not good, you're going to look for a new job anyways, and you got to start from the bottom somewhere else anyways. But my point is, the upper echelon of somebody in any business is going to get more opportunities. What I'm saying is it's too common, it's too frequent for the athletes right now. And obviously, the better are, more options you're going to have. But to your end point, and that's where the 78% of NFL players being bankrupt within 3 years of retirement, and 72% of them, because the number one stressor in a marriage is finances, all right, 72% of them being divorced. Now, not every NFL player, to be clear, is a multimillionaire, but there's plenty of them, and there's plenty of them that make up that 78 and 72%. What I'm getting at, the opportunity to make money in a short amount of time as a college athlete now or an NFL player when I was coming out, is insane. But you're not learning how to take care of it. So many of those guys, when I was coming out in the NFL, end up broke, end up whatever. It's not because they didn't have a certain amount of money with a few zeros at the end of it or a lot. It's because nobody ever taught them what to do when you have it. A lot of them came from very rough situations. So the first thing you want to do is you want to splurge and enjoy, which is fine to a degree. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of these guys think they're going to play forever. Like, you ask them what their plan is past their career, and I'll be honest, I didn't plan on sitting here. I didn't plan on having a microphone in front of my face. I had speech therapy for the first 6 years I was in school, and I was terrified to speak. And frankly, there was times, just the truth, I hated the media. Okay, there's good people in the media. But at the time, I'd been misquoted and partially quoted for clickbait headline. It made me mad. There's plenty of good people in media. It was just at the time. And so my point is, I would have never imagined this. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I retired. I don't want to say I got lucky and stumbled into this, but I kind of got a little bit lucky and stumbled into this to a degree. And I don't know if I live my life over again if this happens again. So my point is, a lot of guys think they're going to play for a long time, and they aren't taught how to manage the money. And then all of a sudden, 2.7 years later, for the average NFL player, you're done and you weren't ready for it. And now it's like, oh, now what? Now I've got however many cars or houses or whatever, because they weren't taught the lessons when they got the money. Nobody's around trying to help you. There are guys within your club that will help you, okay, but there's a whole lot of people that are going to come out of the woodworks and be like, hey, I umped your game when you were 12. You owe me $5,000. You want to know how I know? Because I got that phone call. I got that phone call when I was in St. Louis my rookie year. There's a whole lot of people doing this. And if you say no, now you're turning your back on everything and everyone you ever grew up on, or that's what they're going to tell you anyways. And so for me, that same situation is happening to guys that I knew coming out in the NFL and in the NFL, except now they're 4 and 5 years younger. And it's probably even worse. So to Kirby's, and you make good points. You know, we can disagree. Finally, we don't disagree on much. We need to disagree more often. And, you know, I don't want to just go to break so you don't get a chance to retort. I want you to respond, then we'll go to break. I'm with Kirby on this. The opportunity to make money is awesome. There needs to be a whole lot of parameters, but there needs to be something put in place that helps these even younger kids, like there's 17, 18, 19, 20, versus 22, 23, 24, like when I was going in the NFL, and that was young enough then. Now they're even younger. They're teenagers, a lot of them, making this money. There needs to be things put in place that help them out with, hey, this ain't going to last forever. You might be done when you're 22. What you going to do for the next 50, 60 years of your life? Okay? Or, you know, when I was done playing 24, 25, what are you going to do for the next few years of your life? And mapping it out. And there are people that are there, but it's not a priority. They care about you while you're playing. When you're done playing, that's not the priority to these people. Our guest was just trying to call me. So do you have a retort? I'm going to text him. We're going to call him here shortly. Former Husker Mike Demps is going to join us. Do you have a response? Then we'll go to break and we will call Mike. I'm going to text him and let him know that we're running behind. Go ahead, Jake.
Not too much of a retort. Just, you know, because I think, you know, even though we're disagreeing to a portion of this, I think, again, my argument would still be there needs to be a lot more structure. And part of that structure would be, you know, financial planning and have somebody that's there for every team that, maybe is even the go-to guy for financial planning down the line and what this money or whatever your situation is can bring for you in the future. Because for every one of those guys, I think they're, like you said, going to be 10, 20 agents or people coming back and telling you different ideas of what you should do with your money that isn't going to help you. So, you know, it is interesting. It's just, when I hear this, is this going to be good for anybody down the line? This is life-changing. Like, I think we're underestimating that to a degree too. For many of these people, like you said, some of them that don't come from the best background, it can be life-changing, not just for them, their children and people down the line, obviously, as well. But again, you run into that problem of if you the divorce thing. I mean, if you get with somebody when they're making a bunch of money and then the plan after that is, all right, well, now I'm done. And now we're not making that much money. And we're just going to have to live off whatever this is. And you're used to spending this and your significant other is used to getting this, that, and the other thing. Then it could become a problem. So everything has to be managed well one way or the other. But I when I hear somebody say, well, who's really winning out of this? There's a lot of people winning big time for their future families out of this.
I agree. I just want to make sure it's long-term winning, not just short-term winning. My wife was with me when I was broke. So that's always been reassuring for me. Do you have any money when your wife married you?
I would say I'm like,
that was an awkward laugh. I won't make you answer that. All right, we come back. Former Husker Mike Debs is going to join us. All right, don't go anywhere.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.